This is the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Hey, it's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
So, Jamie.
Yeah.
You had a driving incident that you brought up off air. I'm wondering if you could share a little more, because we told you to stop talking, as we always do when something interests us.
Well, this wasn't a driving incident. This was on foot.
On foot.
On foot, very close to me incident.
Okay. Please explain.
So, I'll ask you the question, okay?
Yeah.
So, if you were going to pick your child up, to meet your child as it gets off the bus.
Yeah.
And it happened, that selected bus stop is a stop sign on a corner property of someone's house, right?
Okay.
No big deal there.
Right.
But that person who lived at that house was out cutting the grass, okay?
Yeah.
And that person, when the bus came, stopped about 50 feet back.
Uh-huh.
While the child got off the bus, while the mother did up the child's coat, gave him a hug and everything.
Yeah.
And you stay far away with the loud lawnmower and possible pieces of grass and leaves flying at the child.
Sure, right.
Would you at least turn around and at least give a nod or a wave to say thanks?
I would.
Yeah. For not coming so close, you know?
Yeah, I would.
I would think so.
I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Well, you would have, because really? I would have come. I had already come to you about 3 or 4 times within 2 feet of you, because I was out cutting the grass.
Yeah, but I mean, oh. I would have just assumed you were like.
Sorry, it was me, by the way.
Yeah, but I figured it was you. Yeah, I would have assumed you were either checking your lawnmower or had stopped to empty the bag,
or maybe she was irritated that you came near her the first couple times, and this was like a. Huh.
Which always would have been in the, she would have been in the wrong again there too, because I was mowing my lawn.
Right.
First, she came to stand at the bus stop, which I don't mind.
Well, what, of course.
She was there for 5 minutes.
What do you mean if you don't mind?
Like, I don't mind. Like, it's on my property, but I don't mind. It's the designated bus stop.
It's on the sidewalk. It's not on your
There's
property.
No sidewalk. No it's sidewalk. On my grass.
Oh, they stand on
It's
your
on
lawn.
My grass. Yeah.
Well, it's actually city lawn, I think, the first like
first 3 feet, 3 feet,
of your property or city.
Well, I maintain it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an odd place to have a bus stop.
Yeah, but I guess it's one of the only corners in the area, so.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm cutting the grass. Like, she was there for 5 minutes.
If I noticed, I would give you the dog.
Yeah, I would totally give you the
wouldn't
dog.
Have, you wouldn't have not noticed. Like, because I had to.
You're talking to me.
No, you wouldn't have not noticed, because we would have acknowledged each other the first pass I made when you were walking towards me. We would have given a nod to each other, which I did.
Right.
And she gave me a nod back, because we'd never met each other or anything before. So then I keep cutting, and I had to keep walking towards her probably like 5 or 6 more times, because I will push more.
Yeah, yeah.
And she stood there like she knew what was happening.
What time does the bus come?
Oh, what is it, 3:10 or something? I don't know.
You just avoid that time of cutting your grass?
Well, I don't know. I've never been out there when the bus comes before.
So this would be a one-time incident then?
No, I'm going to keep cutting my grass.
At the same time, all the time?
No, not all the time, but if I happen to get out there.
It's your fault then.
Sure, but like, you know what I mean? It just happened to be in that position of the grass.
Right.
Like if I wasn't cutting directly where the bus stops and everything at that, like if the bus had come 5 minutes earlier, I would have been in a different part of the lawn.
Right.
I wouldn't have cared.
Right.
What if you do want to cut your grass at that time, what if you started in the back lawn?
I don't usually like to start in the back lawn because...
Okay, so again, it's your fault.
No, it's not my fault. Come on, have some common decency.
I did. I said I would have nodded.
I know
I
you would.
I would have, yeah.
But it's the people might... And I think she's related to the same people.
Uh-huh.
The grandmother who lets the grandkids walk all over everyone else's lawn and kick the dirt in their gardens and doesn't even tell them to stop.
See, what I've learned in my...
The worst?
In my... Well, that too. Is that I have... very rarely been able to change the behavior of others.
Of course.
I have to change my behavior in order to make my life better.
Yeah, I don't think I would have felt a slight like you did.
Well, I did because I stopped and I sat there with the lawnmower waiting.
She's with a kid. They're talking about it the day at school. They're not...
The child
did she turn...
Talk.
Did she...
It's so young.
Did she turn and look at you?
No.
And not. Yeah. So she didn't even look at you then.
Like in her life.
Yeah.
In her,
she didn't acknowledge me.
Her child is more important than you are.
Yeah.
But I understand that. No, I get that.
I don't think you do.
No, what?
Maybe she didn't even think of it.
Flabbergasted. Yeah. No, we had already had an exchange of nods.
Yes, so that's done.
The many times.
The nod is exchanged. Yes, How many times do you need her to turn around and nod at you and acknowledge your existence?
Me for not coming. Like, you know when...
She probably didn't even think of it.
You know when you're walking down the road and a car pulls a little over to the side so that they don't go so close to you?
Yeah.
And you give a little wave thanks? Like, how hard is that?
But you're looking right at each other.
We weren't looking at each other.
That's what I'm saying.
But she should have turned around and said, hey, thanks for not coming so close to my kid with the lawnmower while I'm standing on your lawn.
Her back was to you.
Yeah, you're unimportant.
They go to the silent lawnmower.
Do you think you are?
It's not important, but it's a little thanks, like common courtesy.
Yeah, and I said I would have.
And Jason would have turned around. And then you would have too, Chris. I know you would have.
But I wouldn't have been upset if she didn't.
You don't know what her day is. You don't know what's going on in her day. What if she's having a terrible day? She's got other stuff on her mind. Sometimes people just don't notice.
That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
You want to hold people accountable all the time on this show, but it's me that wants to hold people accountable.
If they've done something wrong.
She did. She was a jerk. Not a jerk. She was a... It was just...
Dude, she already nodded at you. Her back was to you. Her kid got off the bus.
It was a nod to basically let me know, hey, I'm walking over here, because she was still on the road when we nodded because I was cutting my lawn.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I did skip over even more. That's why I didn't even go and cut the grass near her. I did a few passes while she was standing in the middle of the road.
Then she came to stand on my grass.
I moved over.
I'm not saying what you did wasn't kind. It was kind. And I'm not saying she shouldn't have acknowledged it. But I'm just saying... Maybe she had some other stuff. Maybe the kid wanted to tell her story, and it slipped her mind that you had paused for a second so she could pick her kid up from above.
You should leave her a sign.
A nod.
A sign?
Yeah.
Acknowledge people that do nice things to you.
Yeah. Leave that random sign right where she stands.
Yeah.
I will.
And see what happens.
Yeah.
See if anything changes.
I would have been like, oh. I would have been the same feeling you would have. Oh, I stopped one more for you. But, I mean, I wouldn't have. I would have immediately given her the benefit of the doubt. So now maybe she got some stuff going on.
Okay, so the next time you complain about somebody in the grocery aisle or anything like that, I'm going to say, maybe they're having a rough day. No, they're just being asses. Like, people are inconsiderate.
No doubt.
Like, right. You know what I mean? People are inconsiderate.
Yes.
Maybe we're just too considerate and the rest of the... Maybe we're just too considerate and the rest of the world's just normal.
My concern here is your level of upsetness with it.
Not that you shouldn't have been
I'm getting increasingly more upset by your reactions trying to tell me that I shouldn't have been a little bothered just at the inconsideration of others.
Like I want your problems.
No, it's we all get pissed off with dumb little things.
Come on.
And we're just poking them, which is making them better.
Yeah, of course.
But
this is also in the part of town where 9 out of 10 times, if I wave someone through at a stop sign, I don't get a wave back.
Okay.
I don't do it for the waves.
Right.
Sounds like you do.
I don't. I do it because I'm like, hey, you know what? Maybe it was a tie. I'm not in a rush. You go ahead.
Anywho. I'm sorry.
Anywho. Also, the other lady, keep your kids off everyone else's lawn.
I should put up a whole yard fence. Yep. You should.
Whole yard
privacy fence.
Yeah. 8 feet. I should. Or just 6 feet with a 2 foot thick lattice.
Barbed wire at the top and stuff. Yeah.
The big sign says, get off my lawn.
Pick up your kid now, lady.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
So there's a new study. It was more of like a questionnaire.
Sure.
For CEOs. And it was asked, do employees get any more benefits? Or are they treated better? Or are they heard more in meetings on Zoom or in person?
I bet it was in person.
The overwhelming.
Yeah, without having to look at it.
The overwhelming reply was that those in person get more respect and more benefit, like get, you know, more attention. It's better to be in person for a meeting than basically than
it is. Absolutely, it is.
Why was this ever asked? Why was this necessary?
Zoom meetings are terrible.
Like,
unless it's one-on-one.
Even then. One-on-one's, I guess, okay.
So we have one Zoom meeting every 2 weeks with everybody, all the staff here.
Sure.
And then we have maybe one a week now with our boss. There are people who do it all day,
every day.
My God.
Just the weird tinny sound, and then people are quiet because they don't want to talk over another person, and or someone will start to talk, and then someone else will start to talk because they didn't know the other person was going to start to talk. And never, and then you're just quiet. I just stay quiet.
And the three of us, just because of our characters, generally rip people during meetings and have a good time. Like, we try to lighten up.
Gentle ribbing here and there.
Having some fun, making some jokes, saying some sarcastic things.
Lightening up the room a bit.
But when you say it, like, sitting by yourself in your own house, it doesn't have the same effect.
No, it doesn't. People's feelings get hurt.
Yep.
Where normally the room would laugh and they would, you know, rip back and it would just be a good time. Or they don't understand your sarcasm because they can't really tell your face.
Because your picture is only like, you know, 1 inch by 1 inch.
There's no body language.
Yeah.
Because we have a relative,
right?
Just as an example, we have a relatively new team here around us. You know what I mean? Like, we have a relatively new promo director, and Adam's not been a boss for our boss for a long time and stuff like that. And most of our early interaction with everybody was on Zoom. Ooh. And it was always really awkward and really weird.
I'm guessing most people just think we're dicks.
Yeah. And now we've had a chance of a couple in-person meetings, and they were great.
They were great.
Yeah. Everyone was laughing. We had a great time.
Good ideas.
They're awesome. But we've already probably tainted our rep with these folks because they had to deal with us on Zoom. So I don't know why this needed to be done. I don't know why this question was asked. I think it might be one the most obvious office question in the history of time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they say that people don't want to go back to work, right? People love working from home. Like, what if they, like, I want to know how many people have their honest feelings on Zoom meetings. Like, there's no way that people, if you're an introvert or whatever, you can kind of, you don't have to be seen.
They probably like working from home just because they get things done. But for meetings, they'd probably rather go into the office.
Yeah. There's been a couple hybrid sort of ideas for work now where you just have like a central building, like these big companies that have like 5 or 6 buildings. You just have one building. Nobody has a designed office. You go in a couple days a week for meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the rest of our headquarters, Rogers headquarters in Toronto, is already like that.
Shared space.
There's no offices. Right? Yeah. Everything's shared. So you sit where you want. You know what I mean? You pick different. If you got to work with a couple people today, you can all sit in a certain area. If you got whatever. Everyone there seemed pretty cool with it. So, I mean, maybe that's the hybrid approach for office space. Work from home 3 days a week, but also have just those spots where you can meet. Who knows, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is
what it is.
But recommendation, if you're going to spend money on these dumb surveys or dumb, just give it to us and we'll just tell you the answer. Yeah. Or anyone.
Yeah, anyone with half a brain.
Just give the money to anyone. Just write them a check. And they'll say, this is better. Hey, what do you think's better? 100 grand a year or 25 grand a year? Let's ask some people.
Yeah. See what they say.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last 4 digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Oh, the Dougie Line has been a bursting.
Oh, my goodness.
A bursting with support. For our billboard, we are we finally did a rough count, and we are well over 500 calls now.
Yeah.
If you've been following the saga, our boss Adam finally agreed to get us billboards.
Yes,
all the other morning shows in this market have them except for us, basically all the ones that matter.
Yeah,
and if we get 500 calls of support, we are, I'm going to say even over 600. But what we've decided is we're going to push it to 1,000. He's off this week.
Well, because he said he doesn't believe us.
Yeah. So keep calling the Dougie Line and leaving us messages saying we should have billboards because we're going to get to 1,000 and then he can't argue at all. But you have some examples, Jamie?
I do a little quick one here to get us going. Right. How's that?
Adam, you giant sack of
Wow.
Wow. People are...
Well, you know...
Upset.
Sometimes your true colors come shining through and
that's what Cyndi Lauper said.
Yeah, that is what Cyndi Lauper said. All right, what else you got?
Well, Adam, in one of his first... comments said that we are like ripped jeans, but Ottawa is like Dockers.
Right.
And so people have jumped on that comment.
Adam, the guys need billboards, man. People with Dockers are going to work 9 to 5. They're looking at these billboards, and they need some excitement, some entertainment in their life. Some shenanigans. I think this will take you to the next level, and you'll be thanking not only the boys but your listeners. Give it a shot.
It's like almost his goal. Like, people are like begging now. He probably loves it.
Yeah, makes him feel powerful.
Yeah, get on your knees.
What?
And beg.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what meetings are you having?
No, I have not had those meetings.
Not on Zoom, anyway.
Here's some things I'll say about Adam, but we have not had those meetings with him.
That would be an in-person meeting.
He has not asked me to get on his...
On your knees.
Oh, my. You have any more?
Okay. I do. Yes, I do. I do.
Hi, this is Glenn Wilcox calling.
Hey, Glenn.
I'm calling in favor of a billboard for Biggs and Bar Show and that little pasty guy there.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're too cheap to get them... billboard, I got a better idea for you. You can just rig up signs and put them on my dog. I walk around downtown for 8 hours a day. Have a good day.
Yeah. You know what? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
If you would like to, quote, rig up your own signs and advertise the show on your dog or whatever else, your car.
Sure.
Go ahead.
A human being made two or three signs for us, just little lawn signs, and put them out here. Do you know there's one right on
Conroy there?
On Conroy?
Really?
No.
I didn't see that one.
Well, because you got to turn right. We all turn left. Or do you turn right going out of the
parking
lot?
Sometimes I do. Depends what...
If you turn right...
Okay, I'll turn right today.
It's right there. I didn't realize they'd put one in like a public place because they put the other two in our parking lot, which aren't very helpful. But
we still don't know who did it.
No, we have no clue. No one's fessed up to it.
Yeah. But if you do happen to make some of your own guerrilla marketing... feel free to take a snapshot and send it to us.
Please. Yeah, we'll promote the hell out of it for you.
Yeah,
that's great.
We got one more here.
Okay.
I think you should get a billboard, but leave your faces off it. I don't know what you look like. I don't want to know. I have an image in my head, and I don't want it ruined by what you actually look like.
No, that's fair.
Great, thanks. Bye.
That is fair. That's like kind of the same reason I don't like to watch like award shows and stuff.
Right. Because
I see the actors in the films.
Yeah.
But I don't want to know what they're actually like.
There is still, because, you know, because we're buried in social media because it's part of our job and we have to do it all the time. We forget that some people don't do it, so would have no idea what we actually look like.
Yeah,
like a lot of people just don't bother. So,
I mean, you're not missing a lot.
Yeah, don't wreck it. Like, I mean, of course, we want as many. If you're already on social media, then by all means, follow all our stuff. But if you don't, never seek us out. It will never. We're not like we joke that we're ugly, but we're just not handsome. So, I mean, if you have some studly image of us, it's not going to live up to it.
Yeah, it won't.
And even if you don't, nobody ever looks like you imagine them to. I remember when I was a kid and you listen to the radio, like...
Oh, yeah.
Or even when I was a young adult and I started, like, in talk radio. And I'd, like, have, like, these powerful talk radio hosts, like, these strong, opinionated, smart guys. And then you find out they're all, like, 3'2", little hunchback. Yeah. And most talk radio guys, literally, like,
children's size 14 shirts and stuff.
Like, little golem-looking, but they sound like these bigs, you know.
That's true.
They're all of them.
Yeah.
Find a talk show host who isn't a little, I gotta find one. Except for Rob Snow.
He's pretty tall.
Yeah, he's pretty tall guy. Yeah. But Rob's a good guy. I'm not gonna make fun of him. But anyways,
we are all smaller than our image.
Don't look us up is what we're saying. We will fail you in every expectation you have. But keep leaving the phone, the Dougie Line calls with the messages. Support of our billboards.
Okay.
Hey, it's the Dougie Line. Call the show. Any topics fine like moonshine, porcupine. What's the Latin word for pine? Drunk or sober, it ain't tough. Call the show. You sip or puff. That's 216-3849. Call us now on the Dougie Line.
Call the Dougie Line, you dick.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Hi.
Instant answer question time, instant answer question time, instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us, 762-555. Text the show, we'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
My wife says my snoring keeps her awake. She wants me to go to a sleep clinic, probably end up with a Darth Vader mask. Suggestions, yes, I do like her.
Yeah, go to the sleep clinic.
Yeah, whatever.
I have a call to the sleep clinic next week.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I snore like a train. I mean, I don't believe my wife, but apparently it's true.
Okay.
Everyone who gets those, what are they, CPAP machines or whatever,
they say
they're amazing and they have the best sleeps of their lives.
So I'll give it a try.
Seems weird that you would have a better sleep with this, like,
well, you get to breathe better
space
with
mask. No, you know what I mean? But it just seems so uncomfortable and cumbersome.
It does, yeah, absolutely.
But I guess it worked. Do you lick your finger before you turn a page on a book? I'm 22, and as a kid, I always thought it was weird when adults do that, especially since people my age don't do it.
No, never done that.
Well, people your age don't read books.
Yeah.
Like actual paper books. No, I'm not saying they don't read. I'm saying they don't Everything's digital, isn't it? Pretty much now for
no, people still read books.
They read actual paper books. Sure. All right. Is that an old man thing to think? Ah, these kids don't read books these days.
It might be.
That's probably cheaper. I don't know. I think everyone has a.
How can you turn
tablet,
the page without licking your finger?
Wait, just move it.
Pick it with your finger and move it.
You lick your finger before you. How fast are you turning pages? You pick the top. You come from the top, you drag your finger along, and then you move the
page. I've never really had any problem with pages.
No.
More with a newspaper, which is probably grosser because it's been a lot of public places. But I mean, just, I don't know. All right. I didn't know that was an issue.
You're gross.
Yeah.
What would the world be like without any hypothetical situations?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Good one. What was your favorite previous job?
Working
like
at Wendy's.
Before radio? Yeah, you would say Wendy's?
Yeah. I was a shift manager at Wendy's.
How old are you again?
Like, I was 15 when I became a shift manager.
15?
Until I was 21.
Incredible.
Incredible.
15. Wow.
I worked at a big and tall store, but you know what? I'm not going to explain why that was my favorite job.
You stole blue jeans? Is that why?
That's not even really why. It's because I had an arrangement with my boss because I had some dirt on him. So I didn't even have to work. I just sat in the back and like folded the occasional shirt and got paid to do it. That was okay.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Well, with all due respect to my septic brethren, I love delivering pizzas. I love working at the pizza.
Well, I would expect that you would like delivering pizza better than pumping poo.
Yeah, but it was you're out there, you know, people's backyards looking at their poo. Yeah, when you really explain it.
Yeah. You guys get fired up when you can see the moon during the day? I don't know if I get fired up. I mean, it's maybe, look at that.
Yeah.
I don't know about fired up.
And I'm a moon guy. Yeah. You guys know I like the moon.
I miss out on what? It was the best part of the show.
Well, it's not gone forever.
No, it's coming back once Toys is done.
I was glad to get a break from it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a trivia guy. But I understand it's a popular feature.
90s films, Jim Carrey or Adam Sandler?
I'm an Adam Sandler guy more than Jim Carrey. I don't dislike Jim Carrey, but,
There were some dynamite Jim Carrey movies in the
90s. That's a tough call.
Ace Ventura.
If I had to choose, I'm a dumber
alone.
Two guys who I like better. I like Adam Sandler better than Jim Carrey.
Yes. I would say, longevity, like whose personality I think would gel better with definitely Adam Sandler. He hasn't made a good movie in a long time. I know that Jewel one was okay. The one he did where he was the jewel dealer.
I didn't watch that one.
Gems,
it's pretty
uncut
good, man.
Gems,
He's he's so uncomfortable to watching it, but it's great.
It's really on purpose. Yeah.
Why are you required to show vax info for a restaurant, but kids don't need to? Are they immune? No, because they're not offered to children yet.
I'm so tired of talking about
come on. That's maybe one of the dumbest questions I've ever seen in the history of my life.
Once they get approved, they will also have to show it.
Yeah.
They're not required yet.
I really
to have it.
I really can't. I can't answer any more questions about vaccines. Do your own research, man.
Make your own choices.
Do your own Facebook research.
Stop bitching whatever your choice is. Just live with it. And stop saying it's a freedom thing.
Ugh.
And stop saying that you grew up free. That's the biggest, dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You didn't.
Oh, yeah? Did you pay taxes? Did you stop at a stop sign? Did you wear a seatbelt today?
Well, they're just doing this.
When you buy a car, did you pay to have a sticker on that car?
Yeah. Mm.
All of these things are government-mandated things that restrict your freedoms.
Do you have a health card?
Yeah. Do you use? It's just
driver's license.
Do it or don't. I don't care what you do. I do not care.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Just
you can do whatever you want.
Shut up.
Yeah, that's it.
Just shut up.
Whether you got it, whether you didn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
That is it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Brought to you by Chio's Dream of a Lifetime Lottery. Well, the data all in now, and Health Canada will weigh whether to give the go-ahead to give kids between 5 and 11 the COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer's filed for their regulatory approval. So we'll see. They probably will. News that could come as a pretty good relief to couriers. The provincial government set to mandate washroom access for delivery drivers, which is nice.
Hmm.
Nothing worse than driving around in your car.
Yeah.
Not being able to go pee.
Yeah.
Or poo.
Honestly, it's
really is awful.
It's such an amazing,
you know,
stress relief that it would it would be to know, oh man, can I stop here? They're gonna let me go. Yeah. This and that. Yeah.
I don't. Is that still a thing?
It is.
Yeah, they're mostly open. Everything's pretty open.
I thought they came up with a rule. Sorry, Jason, to hijack your news here.
Yeah, I don't care.
I thought they came up with, like, a while ago that you couldn't deny someone bathroom. But I think people still do. Like, you have to pay for something if you want
to
use it.
That's why they have to mandate it.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it just seems like a decently human thing to do with to the person who delivers your packages on the daily basis.
Yeah, let him use your
bathroom. Do you mind if I use the bathroom? Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Sad that we have to mandate it. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, people are weird.
Hey, in Montreal last night, the Habs booed by their fans because they lost their fourth straight game. Shut out 5-0 by the San Jose Sharks. Sens play the Sharks tomorrow. Leafs play them on Friday. Houston Astros beat the Red Sox 9-2. That series tied at 2 games apiece. Dodgers got by Atlanta 6-5 yesterday. Atlanta still up 2-1, and the Raptors are back. The visit from the Washington Wizards tonight. A pretty nice day today. Mixed sun and cloud, high at 20. Then tonight, some showers. Tomorrow, more rain at 15. And then Friday, cloudy only with a high of 7 and a low of -1. Right now, it's 8, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Bar Show. Shea 106.
And today is another World Record Wednesday.
It is. If you've been listening to us for the last couple weeks, every Wednesday, our friend Jamie here, who is currently holds 4 world records, attempts to set a new one.
Attempts is the key word.
Yeah, he has not been successful yet.
And that's okay. You don't have to be successful in everything you do right away.
If I might be a little critical,
you? I think,
of Jamie's attempts.
Okay.
Maybe deciding before the morning of and practicing a little bit might help your odds of setting some more world records. That's all I'm saying. If you want to set more world records.
Yeah, but that's kind of part of it. You know?
Okay.
It makes you a true champion.
Like, do you think Wayne Gretzky just decided to score 50 goals in a season the first year he played in the NHL and he had never practiced hockey before in his life?
No, but you're competing against, like.
Right. Okay. So which one have you chosen today for your world record attempt?
For the third week in a row. We haven't brought in blueberries.
Yeah, we keep forgetting.
Blueberries.
Mm. I like how he says we.
But well, there's three. Like, we all.
Yeah.
Okay.
We all forget to even remind each other.
Yes, that's true.
Fair enough.
So
we have a world record for forgetting things.
Yeah.
You know what? Probably.
So what are you going
to
attempt?
I have gone to the drawer in the kitchen here at Shea.
Yeah.
And I have grabbed some plastic spoons because we've been looking at plastic spoon world records.
Yeah. So the record for balancing or holding spoons on your face for 5 seconds, and doesn't say whether they're stacked or placed all over, but it is for 5 seconds, the record's 31.
31.
31 spoons.
So I have 32 plastic spoons here.
Okay.
I can't even hold 32 plastic spoons.
Well, you're going to have a hard time doing that
record. In an upright, stacked position.
So what are you going to do?
So I don't know. So I guess I can try. Know.
I don't think you have to have them stacked, according to what I've seen on the old internet.
Now, I have been practicing a little bit, Chris, while you're out of the room. I'm able to stack plastic spoons. Stacked, I can balance 8 on my face.
31's the record.
Yeah, but it doesn't say if it's stacked. Like, 32 would be impossible stacked.
I don't know what you're, like, trying to prove to anybody here right now.
Take a picture, quick.
What do you mean, take a picture? I'm not taking a picture of you with 8 plastic spoons on your face. That's
it doesn't make any
sense. It's not even near a world record. It's no, who cares? You have to try and set a world record. Stop just
don't
sitting there.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
I'm not impressed.
Come on, I'm even talking with 8 stacked spoons on my face.
Not impressed in the least.
Damn it. I think that was a record.
What do you mean you think? The record is 31 on your face for 5 seconds. Are you going to try it or not?
Sure, I'll try it, but like I just got.
They don't all have to be stacked on top of each other. I'm looking at it. They can be anywhere on your face.
So there's 19. They get
I don't need an update.
Yeah, it's like when you tell us the phone is ringing.
Why aren't you ready? What's happening here? It's the worst world record attempt I've ever seen in my life.
Stop rushing excellence.
What is happening?
I didn't think we were, okay, ready?
Oh, no, like, you probably should have just tried to beat the record number of party blower toots in 1 minute. That's 78.
What's a what?
I'm sticking one like of those in my bum?
With, no, that's not what you... In your mouth, Jamie.
Oh.
With those things oh, where they, you blow it and it rolls out.
You're calling them toots.
No, they're
I
not...
I got you.
Not farts.
I got you. You sorry.
That's a world record sorry. You can probably get because yeah. nobody's ever done it.
Or you could... I want you to see this one. The most baked beans what? Eaten in 1 minute using chopsticks.
I have 32 spoons okay. in my hand.
Let's do, here. Do, like, let's do this one
what
now.
You're making me do.
Making you?
No, with 32 spoons is what I'm saying. Like, I just stacked 8 on my face, which was, you didn't act impressed at
it
all.
Wasn't, I wasn't impressed.
God.
All right, get all 32 and see if it lasts. You only have to be on there for 5 seconds. Let me get a stopwatch.
He's not gonna. It's not going to be 1 second.
I know it's not.
It's not even going to be 1 second.
But if I don't get the stopwatch and he does it, then he'll be very upset.
Let me know.
Never hit the end of it. Three, two.
Oh, damn it. No, hold on.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to tell you when
yeah, you
watch
tell
me let go, because I had it and you weren't ready.
I was ready.
Jamie is attempting to place 32 spoons. He's going to do it. He's going to do it.
No!
Oh, no!
I did it!
No,
I did it!
No,
I did it! Come on!
6,
no!
Oh,
I rounded up in 5 seconds!
No!
There's no way!
There's no way!
No.
That was so long!
No!
Discrepancy on... We'll check the tape.
4.68 yeah. seconds.
You know what? We're going to check the time
check
on
the tape
that.
If
we're
you
gonna,
want.
We're going to check the time on that. Because that was... I can't Come believe on. It. I can't yes. believe it. He's so excited. All right, well, we have video of it, so we can check the video.
Yeah, check the video for sure. I mean, my timing might be a bit off.
I laughed.
How did you do that?
So it's your
Damn
own fault. You can try it again if you want.
Did you just break another world record?
I did. We have to check the jury. Yeah, we should come back.
We
should come back.
Okay, here, play a song. Okay. We'll check the video, and we'll be back on Shay 106.
All right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, it's the Biggs and Barr Show. If you're just joining us, Jamie's playing the official music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jamie just attempted to break another world record. This was the amount of spoons, like 32 spoons, balanced on his face for 5 seconds.
Uh-huh.
We attempted it. He surprised us all by actually keeping it on for...
longer than we thought, for sure.
And it was real close.
There's a couple things. My timer said 4.68 seconds. You reviewed your video, judging with your own eyes. You said it was 5 seconds.
When you look at the video, right at the exact 5 second mark, there's a shift of one of the spoons. Like that's when the shift starts to happen.
So is that off?
But
is it on?
Still
but it's
on
still
my
on
face.
His okay. face.
Is it still touching the other spoons?
Yes.
The second thing is.
Okay.
The record was set with metal spoons. So I don't know.
So all I had to do was put one on my face then, if it was a plastic spoon.
I don't know.
What do you say? Well, you know what I think.
I think you think you've set another world record.
I think
record.
We set another world record.
I don't know.
Five, baby!
If... Well, he has set a world record, if no one's done it with plastic spoons anyways, so it doesn't matter.
Let's see.
He's balanced 32 spoons on his face. They were still touching his face at the five-second mark. None of them had slid off his face.
Well, then that counts.
There was a shift at literally right at 5 seconds, just before.
But at 5 seconds.
At 5 seconds, all the spoons were still touching your face.
Like, I don't want to claim that you got a world record if you didn't.
But I did. Like, I think it's pretty clear. I guess they hit the 5 second mark.
Because they were metal spoons.
Yeah, but he set his own record then.
Spoons.
Yeah, but so then he's got his own world record.
I'm just looking. I want to verify.
Make sure. Oh, okay. I got you.
It doesn't really say plastic spoons, so maybe you do.
We're going to post.
They just have metal spoons, no plastic spoons.
We will post the entire effort online and after the show, and you guys can officially judge on whether or not you think he's got it.
Yeah, judge and see.
So I'll have to wait till then.
No, I mean, I...
Great text. Who owns 32 metal spoons the same size?
That is a good question.
I think I do.
The same size?
32?
I think so.
Maybe not.
I don't know. I've never counted.
The same size?
I've never counted.
32?
Wow.
the same size? So, yeah. It was tight, though, Jason. Your timer was, pretty tight. You probably didn't start it the second he started because he didn't say go or anything.
I watched him.
No, I know, but
as soon as his hands were off.
We've checked the tape.
At five seconds, all the spoons are still touching his face. So I don't. Right. I mean, is that a world record? I think it is.
Maybe.
I think Jamie has 5 world records. But we won't officially call it until we get public opinion.
I don't know. This one makes me feel icky.
I don't know why it would make you feel icky. It's right up, like you can see the video with your eyes.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, I guess.
It's the 7-10. We give you a topic. You have 10 seconds to name 7 things in that topic.
Call 613-750-1061.
Get in the queue. Get in the queue.
That means the line.
Yeah. To play.
This is for lotto vouchers, $649.
Well, that's all right to win that.
$100 worth.
$100 worth.
This ain't no joke over here, man.
See, we always have difficulty getting a first caller. Because people don't want to go first.
It's tough to go first in 7-10.
So people are waiting.
I'm going to tell you.
This one's...
You might be doable first.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I think so. It could be done first.
This one might be done first.
Let's see if this person can get it.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. It's Mark.
Hey, Mark. How are things today?
Pretty good. Off to a pretty good start, I guess.
Yeah. All right. We appreciate you calling in and being first in the 7-10. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay, good luck.
All right, Mark. Your 7-10 today is... 7 famous horror movie villains. Go. Okay, so you're not going to get it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it.
Okay. All right.
That's all right.
Well, we hope you have a great weekend. Or it's not weekend. It's Wednesday. Oh,
why did I get this? You're ahead of yourself.
I think it's Friday.
That sucks.
That's so sad.
That sucks. You have 2.5 more days.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hi, how's it going?
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
7 famous horror movie villains. Go.
Freddy, Jason, Texas Chainsaw, Scream, Leatherface, Needleface.
It's not Needleface.
Leatherface, you got.
Yeah.
Do we have to do last names for the?
If it's like Freddy or Jason,
if we know who
knows.
It is, then it's fine.
But you can't say the movie. You have to say the villain
in the movie.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Needleface.
Hi, Shay. Hello. Hey.
Cool.
Next one. Hi, good morning, Biggs and Bar Show. Who's this?
This is Corey.
Corey, you ready?
Yeah.
Seven famous horror movie villains. Go.
Annabelle, Jason Voorhees, Pinhead, Freddy Krueger, Annie Wilkes, Misery, Candyman, Sarah Morgan from The Ring.
Oh, wow.
I think you got it.
Wow. And you didn't even use like Michael or like any of the Michael Myers or anything.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Winner.
Yeah. Misery. We're going to give him Misery. I guess that was kind of a horror
movie. It was written by Stephen King, so he's a horror writer. Okay, so I guess.
Is that Kathy Bates?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Kathy. Great. She was great in it. When she puts that piece of wood between his legs and smashes his ankle with the.
Do you think that hurt?
It's smart. You hit your ankle on the side of like a table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bally bone on your ankle. You graze that with something.
Yeah. Congrats. You got yourself $100 in Lotto 649, okay?
Thank you.
No worries, man. Thanks for playing. Right.
Hold on, man.
You miss any major ones, Chucky?
Chucky and Pennywise.
Mike Wise.
Yeah, old Mike Myers, eh?
Needleface.
Don't forget Needleface.
Pinhead, he got it right. Here's Ozzy at J106.
The Dougie Line is the answering machine for the Biggs and Barr Show. They call it the Dougie Line because the last 4 digits spell D-U-G-Y. Leave a message by calling 613-216-3849 or 613-216-Dougie.
Yeah. The Billboard saga continues.
Mm-hmm.
With our boss, Adam. You guys are probably well aware what's going on now, but we asked for billboards. He said no. We said if we get 500 calls from folks in the Dougie line, will you get us a billboard campaign? He said yes.
Yesterday, we started to forward some of those calls to him because we get them as emails.
Well, so because we're already over 500.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe us, so we're just forwarding them all to him now, and we're saying, you know what, we're going to get 1,000. So we're still trying to get 1,000 just so we can shut up.
We did get a response from him.
Yeah, he's not tickled.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Adam. Got a few high-level meetings today and a busy night tonight, but you guys can stop forwarding me whatever stupid messages you're getting on this f***ing line. I get it. People are calling. I'm sure it's nowhere near 500.
It's over.
Over.
But stop bothering me with these stupid messages. Thank you.
Boss. Well, then acknowledge the fact that we did it. We did it in like 2 days, actually. If we look back, we just didn't count them fast enough. But if we look back at where we hit 500, it was like the second day we asked for. We're going to hit 1,000. So you're going to get us billboards and you're going to like it.
He's just sitting there all pretty in his fancy hotel. And
he's in. He wouldn't even acknowledge us if we weren't pestering him.
It's true.
What an accomplishment that is.
It is.
We did get other calls on the Dougie line, though.
We did, yeah.
Adam, give them a billboard, you cheap. I hope you get bed bugs in your executive suite.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, I doubt he will.
No, I doubt it.
We joked with Adam about a week ago. We said, you're going to need security when you walk around Ottawa, but it's getting there. It's getting there.
I hope not, yeah.
No, of course not. I hope no one would ever. I mean, you can swear at him and yell at him all you want. Unless he's with his kid.
Or sneer.
This can't hear you.
Hey, dude. Is Adam a good guy? I don't know, man. Either way, I'm gonna have to assume he's got a small wiener.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah, that I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's kind of an inappropriate thing to ask your boss. At least at work.
No clue.
It's also inappropriate for him to swear at us on our voicemail.
I don't know. He's the boss.
Thing. I guess, he always says he can do what he wants, right?
That's kind of his mantra.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the guy that pooped behind the shed in his backyard because he didn't want to get off a phone call. So he just pooped behind his shed on his own property outdoors.
I live in the forest. I haven't done that.
Yeah, he doesn't even live in the forest.
No, he lives in like a neighborhood.
A suburban neighborhood.
I always go in the house.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'm sure he'll get us the billboard eventually or the campaign.
Yeah, it's the campaign. We want a billboard campaign, like everywhere in the city.
Like everybody else, the other morning shows have.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I drive home every day up Bank Street. There's two billboards side by side, it's the same morning show.
It's a dumb one that looks like real estate signs?
Yeah, it's a bad real estate.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, the two ones you see everywhere in the city, one looks like a real estate, and then the one you can't read, which is great.
You're like, what REMAX team is that?
The other one, they love yellow and red together, and they're really hard to read. And I'm like, perfect. Okay.
Oh.
Good job. Thank you for making them hard to read. But whatever. Either way, we want our own. So
thank you so far, everyone.
You've
keep them coming, though.
Doing a great job.
Let's hit 1,000. Keep them coming. If you haven't left us a message yet, leave it on the Dougie line. All right?
And we will keep forwarding them to Adam as they come in.
216-3849. Yeah, talk directly to Adam.
F him.
Don't talk to us anymore. A lot of you people have been saying, hey, guys, love you. I hope you get your billboard.
Then that's kind.
That's great. But all the messages, act as if you're talking to Adam because we're going to forward them straight to him.
And you don't have to be mean. You can do it in any way.
Yeah. You can butter him up. You can be sweet. Mm-hmm. You can write him a little song or you can call him names, whatever you want.
Let's be honest. We're being a little mean today, but that's because we know he's not listening because
he's in Toronto.
He's in Toronto.
High-level manager ignoring us.
I haven't said one mean thing about him.
I don't think so. What, that I said he pooped in his backyard? He did that.
That's true. That is a fact. Yeah, that's true.
It's not mean.
No, I guess not.
Yeah. I said I hope people don't ever physically accost him.
Oh, God. No. I hope this doesn't turn to violence.
And if you see him with his child, don't yell names at him.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
If you see him on his bike in the snow by himself, yell names at him because he's an idiot.
Or just sneer.
There's that guy with his $42,000 bicycle.
Riding in the snow.
Sooner we hit a grand, the sooner we can get back to regular Dougie line stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to do that anyways, but whatever. You know us. We're already tired of talking about the stupid thing. We haven't even gotten it yet.
That's true. That is true.
We got instant answer creeping up.
762-555. Any question you want?
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Hi. We need your questions.
762-555.
Any topic, any subject, anything in the news, something you know. Think, hey, those guys haven't talked about this today. Wonder what their take on it is. What the people talk
about? They got a hot take.
I wonder what their hot take is on this.
Yeah, people talk like that.
Do they? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
For sure.
And yeah. How about you, boys? 762-555. That should be our new thing.
Holla at your boys.
Yeah, holla at your boys. No,
I'm not on board. Yeah, it's board. Been done.
No, okay. It sort of sounds like the at your for right. your eyes.
Okay, scream at your men. No,
you could just say ask questions and give the number. Why you gotta make things complicated?
Just try to make them catchy. It's my job.
Well, we have a catchy text number, 762-555.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, can you get a catchier number than that?
No, you can't. No. Got three numbers in a row in it.
You think, what is that radio station? Shay 106. What should our text number be? Oh, I know. 762-555. Shouldn't it be the same as the radio station? No, no. Too common. Yeah. Let's make people remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
What about like 106, 106?
No.
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 762-555.
You're making too much sense. Knock it off. We live by on the edge here.
Anyway, good times. Ask your questions. Time. We love to answer them.
There probably was a reason. It was well before
our
time.
I'm sure there's a reason.
I'm sure there's a logical reason. Yeah. But on the surface.
It does seem odd. We understand.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had the question before.
762-555. Get your questions in. All right. Say what else.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text any question you want. 762-555. We will answer as many as we can.
Did you pass your driver's test the first time?
I did.
Yeah,
yes.
I did.
Yes.
That was a long time ago. Did you have to do graduating licensing, Jamie?
Did you, yes, I did. Oh, I wasn't in the 365 era.
I was. I got my full driver's license 36 days after I turned 16.
So, but you could get your 365 before you were 16, 15, right?
You're 15.
And you could practice while you're 15, you still weren't able to practice.
As long as you had a licensed driver.
Okay.
Yeah. You could do anything as long as you had a...
So at 36 days after turning 16, I got in my car with bald tires and no reverse gear, a hole in the floor and shoddy brakes and drove everywhere.
Perfect. So I had to wait 8 months, and then by that time around, they were on strike. And so I had to wait another, everything like that. So I didn't get it till I was in my 17.
Growing up, did you always eat the same breakfast every day?
No.
I would have, my mom would say, hey, what do you want for breakfast? And I would say, poached eggs. And then she'd make me poached eggs for 9 months until I said, hey, I want to try maybe something different like oatmeal. And she's like, okay. And then I'd get oatmeal for 9 months.
Well, you said you liked it.
Yeah. That's exactly, I'm not complaining. It was breakfast made by my mother. So whatever. But it was just, I'd have to say, hey, enough of that.
How do y'all feel about there being only one IKEA in Ottawa? Is another necessary? I thought one was fine.
I'm sure they've done their research.
Like, how often are you going to IKEA?
If anything, they'll put up those, design stores or whatever. You can go in and order the stuff.
Yeah, and just go pick it up.
You have to go pick it up. But so you don't have to drive across town or whatever if you want to look at it.
Drive 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Come on.
I
like going to IKEA from time to time.
Sure, yeah.
Crazy, crazy theory. Big companies like that do research to see if they should open another store or not, or if it's necessary. So,
what?
I think they're fine. How much sump could a sump pump pump if a sump pump could pump sump? James, that's your probably.
Well, sump pump's a little different. Sump pump.
That's the little thing under your house.
It's not a poop pump.
No, it's not a poop pump. Now, I was working with a guy in radio who was ordered to go clean up the boss's basement.
Yeah.
And he slipped and he fell in the sump pump.
Right.
And he thought it was pee. And he said, is this pee? And then he quit.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he only has one ear.
That's an idiot.
You guys think Doug Ford should be taking flack for what he said about new Canadians? No.
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 Not at all. I think it's...
He just expects people to come here and work hard, as you would expect at any place.
I don't think any reasonable person is upset at him. I think it's just hyped by the media and the left.
I think other people have come here and are working hard. They should be going, like I did.
Yeah, exactly.
All he said is don't come here...
expecting handouts all over the place.
Come out and you got to work hard like everybody does come here. Everyone's welcome.
Like my parents
did. He's pro-immigration.
You know, like my father-in-law did. Came from Portugal with $16 in his pocket.
Yeah.
He's done okay for himself.
Yeah. Worked his ass off.
That's it. That's all I said. I don't know why people are. Oh, I know why. Because it's politics, and they're just trying to make him
they
look
said
like
what?
A villain.
I better disagree.
He said enough dumb stuff in his tenure. You don't really have to assign dumb stuff he didn't say. Who's your favorite movie monster?
Monster.
Or just favorite cool. movie, like, whatever, horror. I guess because we did that for the 710.
Oh, I see.
Harry and the Hendersons. Or
that's just me show. Without a shirt on.
I was always partial to the classic Dracula.
The classic Dracula. Really? Like, blah, like that.
No, like a vampire, like that kind of thing. I did not. Dude, not when you say it like that, no, I did not.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Dracula's fine. Or classic vampires are fine. The classic ones are so hokey now when you see them. No, they're so cheesy.
Yeah, like I don't mean like watching old movies with like, blah, vampires.
Yeah, yeah.
I just mean like, I like a vampire.
Like the idea around
you like,
it.
Like the Blade version? Like that kind of vampire?
Any vampire is fine.
Or like just really...
No, he likes the idea of vampires.
I know, but I'm asking what idea he sees.
No, I like
when
the Twilight
vampire.
Ones.
Yeah.
I want my skin to be all shiny.
I mean, do you like the idea of like these ancient civilizations that have existed around us forever only... Or do you like the ravaged, rip-apart people in the middle of the night?
All of that.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Just murdering humans. That's basically the theme I see. Good chat.
Sorry, I was reading it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. We're done. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question
Time. The Biggs and Bar Show.
He's in Bar Show. Sorry, we're
Guy just told us to have a crappy day.
Yeah, somebody just got mad at our contest and then told us to have a crappy day.
Yeah. We don't know music.
Which I guess is, you know, one of a gentler ways to tell somebody to, you know, F off or whatever.
You
just say
F off.
Yeah, you could say a lot of nice. So thanks for being polite, sir.
Yeah.
We're sorry we're not your cup of tea.
Go have another cup of tea then.
Yeah.
Hope it's really warm.
Yeah.
It burns your tongue.
But, you know, we do us, so.
I have had enough of humans today. So I'm going to go to the grocery store and then I'm going to go fishing.
Oh,
all right.
There you go.
By myself.
Better than working.
That's
by
right.
By myself. Born to fish, forced to work.
There you go.
Please get that shirt.
I will. I just keep forgetting.
Well, we don't wish any of you a crappy day. We hope you have a good one.
Even that other dickhead.
Yeah. Grumpy old sad fella. But we hope you has a great day, too. Because, you know, everyone can like what they like and not like what they like. And that's fine. We just, we don't wish harm on anyone, and we hope you all have success and happy times.
There you go. Well said.
Your next chance to qualify for toys at 10 a.m., and we'll see you tomorrow. All right? Shay, Steve, Jack.
The Biggs and Bar Show.